This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 120. 25,
blimey.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's 125 too many.
I was going to say we're a quarter of the way to 200, but we're more than that. Yes. We're over halfway to 200, really, when you think about the maths.
We're 5/8 of the way to 200.
Assuming we start again at 100, because that's what you do in your head. You start again at 100, and you go on. So actually, all those people who die when they're really old, they don't actually die when they're really old. They die when they're like 9 or 17. How old's the oldest person ever lived?
Right, so sorry, when you get above 100, you start again, is what you're saying.
Because
right.
It's like counting in 10. Like when I do like lots of counting, which occasionally I do, because I like sheep, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then I go, ooh, and I put my thumb out, because that counts as 1, 10, and then I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 again, and then I put 2, so I know it's 20, so you don't have to go and you sound like an idiot when you count up like that.
You don't look like an idiot sticking your fingers up to count, then.
No, but you can do that when it's sheep, and they do like to be counted sheep. You know, they're one of the God's creatures. They love to be counted in the big plan. But if you're doing coins and you're putting them in your hand as you're holding your fingers out, you can drop them. That's right. The dilemma. That is the dilemma we have.
Stop talking, for God's sake. I've got a headache. It's not good for me.
So I've got a blue ankle.
But it's not my fault you put your foot in paint, is it?
No, it's not in paint. I've turned into a smurf.
It's in pain.
And I've got to lug a PA up 3 flights of stairs tonight somehow, which is going to be interesting.
Apparently, according to Facebook, there's a service lift.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to using that. But I don't know if it goes all the way up to the function room. I will have to ask.
Anyway, did you get a newspaper? We're doing a Saturday thing, aren't we?
Which is like -1. We're doing -1 edition.
No, stop saying random numbers.
No, it's true. 47. Anyway, so yeah, I got, because it's what I get anyway, and I like it a lot, I got the Guardian, Saturday edition of The Guardian, because it's full of stuff and it's nice and glossy. And it comes in a proper like plastic pouch with things that spill out to it, and lots of advertising about where you can go on holiday and that sort of thing. What did you get?
The Times. For exactly the same reasons.
Exactly the same, but you got an evil Murdoch paper and I got a nice hippie paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not well, are you, Simon?
No.
You've had a cold, haven't you, Simon?
Yeah.
Oh, are you feeling a bit low? A bit down?
Yeah.
You want cheering up?
No.
Good, because I'm going to spank your bottom this week because my paper is going to be so much better than yours and I'll make you feel worse. Yes.
Let's snip and clip. That's a new name for Cut Out
Snip
Keep.
And clip. I quite like that.
Yeah.
That suggests really fine detail, like no expense.
It also suggests pubic topiary.
Really? Do you pube your topiary? Or tobe your pupary?
I do neither of those things, no.
You don't ever sort of risk nail scissors around your private regions?
No, I really don't, because,
really?
You know, there is no conceivable way in which you would want to put nail scissors near it.
Really?
Really. You just never know what's going to happen. Like, a rabbit might startle you and you might slip.
Wouldn't it be more likely to be a hare that startles you?
Because of pubes, I see.
My
head hurts.
Oh, poor Simon. I tell you what, though, I've got loads of things in my supplements this week. I've got
a
couple of funny columns, because I've got Tim Dowling, who's never been as good as John Ronson and never will be, but wrote a very funny article this week about how his son let himself out the house and lost the keys. He spends the entire thing looking for the keys and guests over, and his wife going, oh, leave it, you'll find them, he's just put them somewhere, and him checking, going through the bins and that sort of thing. But I'll tell you what will make you feel better, Simon.
Lemsip.
How to meditate in 10 easy steps.
Okay.
And this is The Guardian. It comes in its own little pamphlet. I wasn't expecting it. It just flopped out on the train.
Is it an advertising pamphlet?
It's not an advertising pamphlet. I believe it's funded or has been recommended by, you know, meditators.
The Ayurvedics.
Yeah, the Be Mindful campaign by the Mental Health Foundation. So basically, it teaches you how to meditate. So I thought...
I know how to meditate. You cross your legs, you make circles with your thumbs and index fingers.
Nope.
Rest them on your knees.
Nope.
Close your eyes and nope. Go... Om.
No, there's no going om in this, because this is a... This
do, you
isn't
go,
a...
do you go amps?
No, you don't go amps either. You don't say
volts.
Anything. Because this isn't like a Buddhist thing so much, or a meditating thing for spiritual reasons. It's more of a very good way to sort of get yourself centred and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so the 10 steps are get settled.
Right. That nearly sounded like get sexed.
Nearly, but not quite. No, right. No, not get sexed, get settled. Breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply.
Right, that's number two. And it's in through the nose, out through the mouth. Now, check in. Now, that doesn't mean run to the airport and panic, right? That means you've got to think all the way through your body. So you could start to your head. You just check all your body and see which bits hurt. So you'd be like, ow, 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 ow,
ow, ow.
All the way down to your little tippy toes.
Ow. Pubic toe pre, ow.
And work out your underlying mood, which for you, Simon, is misery. Then consider the why. Step six is consider the why.
The YMCA or the bird?
Oh, the Y bird. She was annoying. Was she Lancashire?
She was Welsh.
Oh, I'm the Y bird.
She was Welsh.
No, she was from Lancashire.
She was Welsh.
Observe the breath.
It is quite cold in here. I can see it.
Wow. Then, now this is a difficult bit, allow your mind to be free.
Right.
Right? So don't put a price on it. Then prepare to finish. Just getting all the stuff back in your face and slowly open your eyes. And then take it with you. That's step 10, is take it with you. So try and remember the feeling you had when you were meditating. Take it with you for the rest of the day and just learn to be calm. And...
Right. The feeling I had whilst I was meditating was someone in my head annoying me by telling me how to meditate.
The overcoming potential obstacles. And these are the potential obstacles that you will face. Feeling bored, feeling sleepy, feeling scared, feeling unsure.
That's
feeling restless.
That is my life.
Feeling sad, feeling lonely, feeling angry, and feeling desire.
So I'm in a constant state of meditation. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. But it's just basically learning to shut up, spend time not doing anything, because that's kind of important for your mental well-being.
Okay.
It's quite a nice little booklet, this little doodle.
This is better for your mental well-being.
What?
It's a column by Robert Crampton, and he's come up with a game to play whilst he cycles along a towpath to work. It's called towpath cricket.
Bicycles, canals, cricket. This doesn't sound safe.
Well, for every person he overtakes, he gets a run. Every dog he overtakes, he gets two runs. And foxes and rats. People on other bicycles count as four. A boat is six, but the boat has to be moving. Moored narrow boats don't score anything. That would be silly. As and when I am overtaken myself, that's it. Game over. So I'm out.
Oh, I see.
So I think that's a really nice idea.
To be fair, it's nicer than if he was doing it on the motorway. That would be illegal.
Boats on the motorway?
Boats on the motorway. Oh, wow. That's like snakes on the plane. What are all these motherfucking boats doing on this motherfucking motorway? Ah! Come on, Samuel L. Jackson. Let's watch English people being eaten.
But he's really pleased because he's been playing this for 15 years every day and he's got his first century, which is quite nice. He did it because he passed an outing of primary school children.
That's pretty
good.
He's
got tactics. If you go quicker, you'll pass less people, but you're unlikely to get out because people won't overtake you. But if you go too slow, more likely to be out, but you will see more people. Yeah.
But surely you can tell if somebody's coming up right behind you, so you have to speed up when that happens.
I don't know if you're allowed to.
But if he's out, does that mean he can't continue his journey and he's just by the side of the canal?
He says, I tuck my bike under my arm and trudge back to the pavilion, shaking my head ruefully. I think he just carries on, but he's just not allowed to score anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
So you can either meditate or you could play a game whilst exercising.
The thing is, I don't really understand cricket anyway, so...
It's not real cricket, is it?
It's a bit like...
There's no
cricket.
LBW rule, is there?
There should be.
Let's play Article or Farcical. This is where Isabel will read out four things, three of which are
real,
one of which is made up.
Simon, I'm Izzy. I'm Izzy Lawrence. I'm not Isabel. If I'm Isabel, that means I'm a real bitch in real life with my real friends, rather than just a horrible bitch on the thing to you.
Oh.
I'm Izzy. If you say I'm Isabel, I'll let you win and I'll make you cakes. because Isabel's this wonderful, lovely, charming woman.
This is how you live your life. This is how you get through it.
Doppelganger. Until I found out that I wasn't, like last week when you did the horoscopes, I always thought, oh, I'm a Gemini, I can have two split personalities, I can be horrible in one and it won't go back to my home life and that sort of thing, it's fine. And then I'm a Taurus, so I'm just a bull, a bullshit.
Right, you're not Timothy Oliphant then.
So I'm Izzy, and these things come out of Izzy's mind. Only one of them's come out of Izzy's mind. The rest have come out of the paper, and it's up to Simon to decide which article I've made up, which is
just
a farcical.
Just said all this.
What? You didn't.
I did.
I interrupted you.
Anyway, go on.
Okay, number one. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Dyson customers dish the dirt.
What's wrong with Dysons?
Nothing, just general complaints about what's wrong with any company? What's wrong? I mean, they're just doing an examination. I don't know if Dyson come off particularly badly. I didn't read the article.
Yeah, but that's just skewing it by saying they dish the dirt. They could just say give feedback. It doesn't even make sense because, like, Dyson don't make dirty dishes. It's
fair
stupid.
Enough.
It's just stupid.
Number two.
You're stupid.
Number two.
Stupid.
You are one. You are a number two.
Stupid.
Number two.
Twat.
I drink, therefore I am.
Oh, piss off.
That is all about a lady who's famous for drinking and being socially disruptive, and she's face of Booze Britain, and she hasn't had a drink for 6 months. It's a really long article, and it's depressing. So
right.
Let's not go into that.
Good. Brilliant.
Number three.
Yeah.
Trigger hippie.
Trigger hippie?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that's about. What's that about?
That is about a pacifist who loves guns.
No, it is not. Go on,
it is.
Four.
He's got a gun collection.
I once wrote a sketch, or a series of sketches, for Antoine de Caunes, who used to host Eurotrash. And these sketches were about a pacifist assassin. And they thought they were too cerebral and went with sketches about him being bummed by a bear instead.
And number four. Bummed by... Number four, is this an article or is this a farcical? Lace, the final frontier.
Oh, piss off.
So, Simon, which is it? Which is the article? Which are the articles, sorry, and which is the farcical? It's up to you to decide.
Well, it's between the last two. The first two are clearly articles, unless you've been really cunning, but I don't think you have, because you've got a bad ankle, so your brain wouldn't be working that way.
I'm a smart.
You're a smurf. Well, your ankle is a smurf anyway.
I'm turning into a smurf from the ankle up. It's like, what's that one where he's in South Africa and there are a load of aliens?
District 9, that's a good film.
It is a good film, yeah. I'm like a smurf District 9.
I watched a French film last night called Le Dîner de Con, and you should watch it, it's very good. But how did you turn into a smurf? I'm confused.
Well, I've got a blue ankle.
But how?
Oh, I got bitten by a smurf.
No, you did not get bitten by a smurf. You accidentally took a Viagra, didn't you?
I didn't accidentally take a Viagra, no.
What would happen if a woman took Viagra?
You get very violent and turned on.
You get violent?
Well, it's when women take testosterone, they start fights.
Right.
But I don't know Viagra, what would happen. I think, doesn't Ben Goldacre talk about it in Bad Science, how women are being given Viagra because they don't particularly want to have sex with their... Gentlemen friends.
I'm saying trigger hippie is the one that you've made up.
Why that one?
Because it's the one you've made up.
Yes, it is, but why that one?
Because pacifists would not collect guns.
Yes, it would. It would. I was quite happy with that.
Except it wouldn't, because I'm right.
I thought that wasn't the silly one, because my original one was going to be Tigger Happy, about a woman who collects tiggers.
I would have fallen for that.
Oh, why I oughta.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. You can choose between magazine, playlist, or the news review.
I'll go with magazine.
Magazine. There's a man on the front without any shoes on holding a cocktail. It's a holiday special, I think.
Have you no noticed?
No.
That all of the property stuff has gone and it's all replaced with travel.
Yeah, I would imagine that's because most people aren't moving, and instead of moving and doing up houses, they're probably going on holiday.
That said, there is an entire little thing in mine about whether to build a conservatory or not. It's so depressing.
Oh, it's depressing. That just makes my head bleed. Right, between page one and the last page, which hasn't got a
roughly,
number on it.
Roughly
70.
70, okay. Let's go with 68 then.
68. We'll see, that's about bread. Hang on.
It's about bread. God, is he?
It is about bread, I'm right. By Christophe Vasseur. The baker is a kind of magician. He turns materials as simple as flour, salt, water into something that makes people cross a city.
No, he's not a magician. That's not what magicians do. They kill people by thought.
No, they make bread, obviously. His bread does look good, though. The bread maker, baguettes, the creations of Christophe Vasseur, widely hailed as the best baker in Paris, are expressions of love, ideas, time, and a sprinkling of magic. That is bread!
Fresh bread, when you bake it, it's really nice. I ate one the other day, I had jalapenos in, and it was really quite spicy and good.
No!
But the trouble with it is it goes stale really quickly because it hasn't got any nice preservatives.
And it's got jalapenos in it.
No, that was
Why
good.
Why would you put jalapenos in bread?
To make it spicy.
Fuck that shit.
It's like olives. I like olives in bread, but they're just salty.
No.
Anyway, you've got to choose.
Tomato. You can have tomatoes in bread, and you can have chocolate in bread.
Chocolate in bread's good.
And you can have... What's that milk stuff that's gone off?
Custard.
That tastes like cheese. You can have cheese in bread, and that's it. Three things.
Genitalia.
No. Well, that does remind me. You know that game, I Have Never?
Yeah. That's when you basically all sit in a circle with some sort of horrible liqueur. Ideally, though, you don't use liqueur. You use Dairy Milk Buttons. I have played I Have Never with Dairy Milk Buttons. It was much more fun because you got to eat chocolate. And the game was I Have Never. So one of you says, I have never eaten sandwiches. And all of you who've eaten sandwiches... get a bit of chocolate.
Yeah.
Or I have never had sex with a walrus.
Well, the one was I've never had sex with the food stuff and someone drank. Turns out in the pizza shop he used to work in, the warm dough proved too alluring. But anyway, carry on. What can I choose?
Warm bread dough.
Yeah, not good.
That's quite sexy.
Bound to, of course, a yeast infection.
Oh, dear. So you can choose. I've got the Guardian Weekend. I've got the Guide. I've got work.
Weekend.
Okay, so you've got between 1 and 62.
23.
That's 21. 22. Oh, it's an advert.
Of?
It says, the award-winning food TV channel, Food Network.
What's on the next page?
Okay, next page is, I have a very forgettable face.
Yes, you do. The end.
She says she goes unnoticed in the street and there are times when she can't act. But in just 6 years, Carey Mulligan has gone from giggly teenage wannabe to the new Audrey Hepburn.
Who is she?
She's that one that you'd recognise if you saw her face but don't specifically know where from.
It's time to flop out our bright blue humdongers. That sounds really wrong. That's an overdose of Viagra of some kind. I've got Slummy Mummy, which is the worst thing in any paper ever, including Piers Morgan.
Slummy Mummy?
Yeah, it's this column where she goes out and listens to women talking each week, which is clearly made up, probably. For libel reasons, it's probably not, but you know... Anyway, she calls them Slummy Mummy 1 and 2, Yummy Mummy 1 and 2, and it's just her being snooty about snooty people. The content this week isn't terrible, but she uses these epithets for people. So she's got Sexy Domesticated Dad.
Sexy Domesticated Dad?
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
What's that?
I don't know.
My dad isn't sexy, she's a freak.
Who says it's your dad?
Well... yeah, that's true. My dad's not really domesticated. He's more like a boat cat.
Yeah, so they're just talking about how it's time for their banker husbands to be let off the hook and...
go out and have affairs with prostitutes because it's more interesting than just living.
bollocks. Yeah. It's just about bankers' bonuses. Why shouldn't bankers get bonuses that they've been contractually promised? Beat my humdogger.
I've got so many. I've got a similar one to yours, which is Michael Holden's All Ears, where basically he just repeats conversations he's overheard.
It's just pleasant, isn't it? It's pleasant for people to do that.
Exactly. A fat and a thin woman arguing in a sauna, and the thin woman going, "You have to go every day," and the fat woman going, "Yeah, but there's work. What's your shift, earlies? Change them from 6 till 10 and wait for me half an hour, and then we can..." And it's literally just, "I want to lose 2 stone by my birthday." You're dreaming. "I don't drink tea anymore." "Don't worry about tea, it's the Ribena. I like to exhaust myself." It's depressing. And another thing that's depressing is an article which says, "What can you do with a degree in Earth Marine Studies?"
Earth Marine Studies. You could take a golf ball out of a whale.
That is true. You don't need a Marine Studies to do that, though, do you? You just need to be George Costanza.
That's true. Costanza.
It shows the breakdown of percentage. And only 49.4% of people who do this enter employment of that degree. And
so
that's
what
it's all about. It's all about what jobs you can get. It's basically annoying about what education means, which is just getting a job. It's just ridiculous.
Piss that in the chops.
And if that doesn't upset you enough,
there's
how about
more.
This one? Random notes from pop culture. Why it's good to be ruled by the posh. Reason number one, it keeps the British film industry in business.
What?
Yes. What? Number two, it keeps them out of pop music. Number three, Swan will be for sale in Sainsbury's. Number four, at least the posh are polite. That's not
what?
True. And number what? Five, it makes this I Know My Place to Ronnie sketch relevant again.
That's not even a to Ronnie sketch!
Exactly!
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and it's a toss-up between me or Izzy.
Simon.
What?
You're all depressed.
Who says I'm depressed?
Well, you've got a headache, and that's psychosomatic for being a headache.
You're saying I bought it on myself? Is that what you're saying? You're saying I'm depressed, therefore I've got a thumping headache?
Yes, I think so. So what I've done is I've had a look at Soulmates.
What's Soulmates?
It's all the listings for all the women seeking men.
Oh, like the dating, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So I picked out a few. There's this one. She's very nice. Vivacious, slim, attractive, blonde, widow, young 64, cluttered, well-educated, retired medical professional. No ties, enjoys town, country pursuits, seeks non-professional gentleman. Oh, never mind.
If she's got no ties, right, what will I wear to dinner?
That's true. Well, how about this? This sounds up your street. Double the trouble. Two single girls, mid-30s, looking for two single boys, 35 to 45. Oh, you're a bit young for that.
Shut up.
You are. You're not 35 yet.
No, I'm also not two boys. That's the other thing.
There's a one here who looks like a plant. Willowy green woman. 60s with blue eyes, yellow hair and purple patches on her dungarees. That could be Felicity Kendall.
It could
for
be
me.
Felicity Kendall from The Good Life, couldn't it?
There are some ones which are a bit scary. Are you man enough?
No.
Okay, fair enough. How about this one? This is very up their own arse. Words are insufficient to reflect neither personality or creativity. Female, 50, would like to meet male, 45 to 55, Worcestershire.
She wants to meet the whole of Worcestershire, wow.
Exactly.
This reminds me of, do you remember those phone chat lines in the sort of mid-90s where you'd phone an 0898 premium number and leave a message and then
people would leave messages for you?
And I never used them, but Mark Lamar was on a show once and he said he was bored one night, so he left a message and he was supposed to say everything about yourself and people would get in touch with you. And he just left it blank. And he got a call a few minutes later going, "You sound really interesting." Anyway, so the newspaper you should have bought last...
Simon. This is perfect.
Okay.
Pointless. 41-year-old yellow-haired Missy seeks earthy, silly Mr. Mid-40. It is so you, though, Simon. Never mind the age thing. She could be persuaded. Listen, pointless 41-year-old yellow-haired Missy seeks earthy, silly Mr. Mid-40s to disappoint. How perfect is that? You could be disappointed.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was...
Guardian.
Why?
Because I had more stuff in it. Even though some of my humdoggers were awful, they were quite fun.
You had some pretty devious humdoggers.
But Simon, just breathe in and breathe out. Are
you trying to hypnotise me?
Breathe in, breathe out.
Join us next week for more fun and mayhem and less pain in the head and ankle.
Give me your bank details. Breathe in.
If you want to write to us, please do it sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us @SideDun or @Izzy_Lawrence. You can leave a message on our Facebook group, or you can write to us on our website, which is sundaysupplement.com.
And relax.
Can I go now?
Stop touching yourself.
Bye-bye.